A place where I was.
That remembers everything.
A long time ago, in my mind's eye.
Everything that ever happened to you.
I know, it's just on the tip of my tongue.
What had happened to me.
Yeah, oh, if I could only recall.
A slow.
Fast.
Fast.
Slow, too. But I can't remember.
Yeah, but there's nothing to play it back on. Nothing to play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Nothing to play it back on.
Dreams living in
nothing.
Nothing.
That was it. I remember now. I was singing that silly song. Polly Wally Doing the Day.
Summer balls could hardly go.
Grief I meet with narrow probing eyes. I wonder if it weighs like mine or has an easier size. I wonder if they bore it long or did it just begin. I could not tell the date of mine. It feels so old a pain. I wonder if it hurts to live and if they have to try. And whether could they choose between, it would not be to die. I note that some, gone patient long, at length renew their smile, an imitation of a light that has so little oil. I wonder if when years have piled some thousands on the harm that hurt them early, such a lapse could give them any balm. Would they go on aching still through centuries of nerve, enlightened to a larger pain in contrast with the love? Grieved are many, I am told. There is the various cause. Death is but one and comes but once, and only nails the eyes. There's grief of want and grief of cold, the sort they call despair. There's banishment from native eyes in sight of native air. And though I may not guess the kind correctly, yet to me a piercing comfort it affords in passing Calvary, to note the fashions of the cross and how they're mostly worn, still fascinated to presume that some are like my own. Thank you.
My touch.
Now you bend it.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Hey, Red. This steak's tough.
Well, you can't send it back now. You bend it.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
This steak's tough.
Thanks for the warning. I never eat here.
Another cup of Java.
Well, it is no secret that we are the night people at Family Radio.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Better settle for a hamburger.
Another cup of Java.
Give me a cup of coffee.
You must like our coffee.
It stinks.
Tough.
I notice you're drinking your seventh hamburger.
I'm losing my touch.
Tough.
Give me some nickels, Barney. Give me some nickels, Barney.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Hamburger.
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
I don't know. I never eat here.
How about take my order, Rip?
Thanks for the warning. I notice you're drinking hamburger.
Another cup of Java. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Barney.
Anything else?
Yeah, what else?
Steak's tough.
Yeah, what else? Java. Yeah, what else you got that ain't coffee?
How about anything else?
Give me a cup of coffee.
Another cup of Java. Java. Cup of Java.
You must like our coffee.
Your sugar. I like your sugar. It stinks.
Barney.
How about take my order, Red?
How about taking your time?
Barney.
Nice chassis, huh, Joe?
It stinks.
You bent it.
I'm losing my touch.
Yeah, what else you got that ain't poisonous?
Hey, Red.
Thanks for the warning. I don't know. I never eat.
Barney.
Classy chassis.
Another cup of Java.
Yes, and it's all mine, too.
It stinks.
I don't owe any payments on it.
I'd be glad to finance it, baby.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Who do you think you're kidding? You couldn't even pay for the headlights.
Hey, Red. Tough.
Barney. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Give me sugar. I like your sugar.
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
Barney.
And it ain't gonna be.
I like sugar.
You better settle for a seventh cup.
Okay, with onions.
And we're the people at night here where there are just a few of us.
Dime in there. Don't let them put the money in there, man. That's how I make a living. I'm sorry. I know it's tough these days. I know. So here I am, sitting in a run-down diner drinking this poisonous swill they're passing off as coffee. And what is it with this music thing? Why do I only want to hear a certain music? What?
Thank you. It's terrible.
Oh, what have we here? She's coming in loud and clear.
Give me the phones.
He's a nice guy for a cop.
You go.
The tapes always put me to sleep.
This is what you hear to be entertained. Here.
Recording.
Don't serve your awful coffee with my steaks.
This'll help. Folgers coffee.
Hey, great coffee.
Tony, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax.
Just a decent cup of coffee.
Hudson Pleasing Coffee. Hudson Pleasing Coffee. Coffee.
attract pretty girls. Rob glanced and saw my plump, ripe breasts. It's a crime to put that dress on, he said. Rob got up and gripped my dress, his black and powerful pummeling arms heaving at my cheeks. Rob was hung like a horse. I stood up and pushed his hard cock in with my fingers. Mr. Bullivant's small, hot cock flapped loose. It was all right unless you looked closely. Kate pushed it with her elbow. She was a woman. The strong, sure tug of Kate's hands was beckoning Mr. Bullivant. The studs polished my bare skin with their nuts. I didn't mind. I can't get at the studs, Kathy, said Kate, but I didn't care. I'd made the studs pour out thick and warm. I would make Rob come too. Rob came over my breasts and shoulders, getting the spray of zest in my mouth. It was white with the kind of scent that you could not get out of your mind once you'd smelled it. Isn't this fun? Gossip and sweet names and slaps. Isn't this fun? Things men and women did together in the dark.
Expressions of a new dimension in honesty, purity, in feeling. The Velvet Underground. Not a probe, not an exploration, not an experiment, but a whole complete reality. The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground. This is you. You'll find your love, your hope, your reality. The Velvet Underground on MGM Records will tell you how to feel. Listen. We'll be right back.
So careless with belongings, scatters her things constantly. If the earth ever stopped rolling, grew to lakes and stood still, would time wonder what to do?
Coffee, you better take two. Try new instant Folgers. Attention, ladies, please.
A new coffee?
New instant Folgers tastes good as fresh perch, because it is fresh perch. Look here. Folgers starts with fresh perch coffee, then makes them with percolated coffee into new instant Folgers. Every cup tastes good as fresh perch.
Because it is fresh perch.
Oh, I like it better.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, the twain shall meet tonight in the night.
Underwear.
said, turn them out round and round, turn them out round and round.
By the end of this decade, we're done.
Offshore minefields, together with radar and sonar warning devices, set up on Golden Gate Bridge.
Reflections of Evil is a transmission from the other side of Hollywood. A cracked satellite feed, somewhere between post-Vietnam paranoia and broken rage. Filmmaker Damon Packard spent 3 years on the streets of Los Angeles, armed with nothing but a 16-millimeter camera, borrowed short ends, and a duffel bag full of headphones, film stock, and broken dreams. Tonight, for the first time, we share his vision and sit down with Damon for an exclusive Night Flight interview.
I mean, this is still a great time. People don't realize this is the last great renaissance.
Where did you get your ideas from? From working in a mortuary when you were 15?
From working in a mortuary? Where did you get that idea?
What kind of music do you listen to when you're home?
Oh, God, so much. I love Genesis. I love film music like Jerry Goldsmith, John Williams. I mean, I could go on and on.
That's nice to hear. You know, you've been quoted as saying that you have become infatuated with the feeling of horror and with life's phobias.
With horror and with life's phobias. 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 Phobias.
How do you, as a filmmaker, feel about this growing trend?
Bullshit. That's how I feel. Total fucking bullshit.
Preparation in advance can help. Here to explain is Bill Wilcox, Administrator, Federal Disaster Assistance Administration. Bill, can disasters be prevented? Is there anything you can do to stop a hurricane, flood, or tornado, or earthquake?
Well, there have been from time to time experiments with respect to seeding hurricanes or relieving the pressure that causes earthquakes. But as a practical matter, right now, it is not possible to stop a hurricane, a tornado, a flood, or an earthquake. The best thing we can do is to try to mitigate the effects on human beings of any of these disasters. Disasters, or sometimes it's called hazard mitigation, we mean better building construction so that the homes or other type structures can better building construction so strip homes and so that the homes better hazard mitigation we mean
what do you mean?
That disasters or other type structures can withstand high winds, earthquakes, or flooding. And it also means a better use of the land so that we don't locate large numbers of homes, say down in the floodplain, a 100-year floodplain where there's a 1% probability of the flood occurring in any single year, or say putting a home or a number of homes on an earthquake fault where there's a very good plain where there's a 1% plain where a plain, so the better mean, say down in the where plain occurring 10% or say the flood occurring in any single year, or single year, the flood occurring in any single year, or a plain where there's a 1% flood down in the flood plain. Also means a better use of it, another, so that we can find a better possibility.
Imagine ghosts, gods.